Welcome to the bad boy pod, talking bad boy bards, make a good girl nuts with the bad boy swag. Having conversations that a bad boy mad, sit down, relax, kick back, have a blast, enjoy the bad boy pod, brought to you by Lady Pods.
Okay, I have a good question to start the pod.
Oh yeah.
Did you have babysitters growing up?
Not really. We had nannies.
Nice. How many?
It was only because daycare was full and both my parents worked. It wasn't, you know, because we had excess amount of money or anything.
What about when you were like 9, 10, 11?
I mean, on occasion, I maybe had like one babysitter a year. And then, you know, I became myself a babysitter. I transformed. I feel like every woman, girl.
Every woman transforms into a babysitter at some point.
I mean, it's like an anamorph.
I definitely anamorphed into a babysitter for a bit. I had Icelandic. I mean, I'm like the most privileged piece of shit, but whatever. I had Icelandic au pairs growing up.
What the hell? Wow.
And they lived. We kept them in our attic. No, they lived up there for free.
That's dope.
But it was okay. One of them ended up working in the shoe department at Nordstrom's, and I would go visit her all the time. She was very nice. Her name was Harpa. And then I had another one named Heba, who was really, really attractive, and men would always hit on her. And she would say I was her daughter. And she was probably like 22 and I was 10. So it was, and you know, she was really hot. And I was like, she's like hot Icelandic. And I was like, 10-year-old Jew, so it didn't really make a lot of sense.
I mean, classic. It's a classic look.
It's really a classic look. Yeah.
My favorite nanny's name was Priscilla, but we couldn't say that, so we couldn't pronounce it for some reason, or we just liked calling her Pressy. We were like three.
Oh, that's cute. Pressy is a really good babysitter name.
She was definitely my favorite, but the one before that, I think her name was Glenda, would take us to the mall with her boyfriend and like literally just sit us down in the food court, and we'd be like at the Shepherd Center, like, what the fuck is...
What did they do on their dates?
I don't remember. I don't have a fond memory of it. I have a fond memory of like the architecture of what that food court looked like. Very beautiful. I'll see if I can put a picture of the slider.
It's going to bring you right back there. What did you eat at the food court when you went?
I'm going to say probably fries or a snack that we brought with us.
Oh, no, but I mean, what?
Yeah.
You brought snacks to the food court? You didn't buy snacks at the food court?
I truly have a memory of sitting in the food court and it didn't even look like it was open. It just felt like we were sitting around waiting for her boyfriend.
That's so sketch.
Anyway, I have some beautiful memories of my childhood if anyone else wants to hear about them.
Beautiful memory. No, but that sounds beautiful. What's your favorite food court restaurant?
Ooh.
Do you like A Bon Pain?
I don't think I've ever had that.
I was wondering if they have that in Canada, because they probably have like, I mean, do you know what A Bon Pain is?
Mm-mm.
It's like a bakery, but it's more of like a focus on the pastries and stuff than Starbucks or something like that. It's like really pastry forward fast food. And you know, you can get a croissant witch or like a probably like a turkey pesto brie sandwich type of thing.
Okay. I mean, like if I frequented a food court now, I wouldn't know where to begin. But in my my younger days, my favorite ones were literally a place called Jimmy the Greek.
Okay. What did you get, a hero?
No, I would get like the chicken souvlaki like platter.
Oh, you know, chicken souvlaki platter coming right up. You're just such a chicken souvlaki girl.
Yeah, you know, you get it and like split it between four friends because they're literally all poor and spending your allowance on it. So that was fun.
I mean,
or like,
it's definitely worth saving up for a chicken souvlaki platter.
You know, Diane, if this is still a place, but Manchu Walk was another favorite.
Manchu Walk, was it Chinese?
Yeah, or teriyaki experience was another fave.
No, teriyaki experience.
Yeah,
is that
it's a
chain?
Beautiful name. Yeah, it's a chain in Canada. I'll maybe put the logo in the slider if it's still a thing.
That's
beautiful experience.
That's a really horrible name.
I mean, it sucks, but like, I didn't do anything. I didn't name it.
I'm not much of a food court.
Kill yourself.
I'm not much of a food court Courtney myself, but
not a food court gal.
A food court gal. So, I mean, I'm sure we have some weird ones too that I can't even think of right now.
We definitely had the Canadian version of Subway, which is called Mr. Sub.
I like that. That sounds sweet. Cool. Well, we're doing another loosey-goosey pod this week because I guess it was a good week.
Can you believe it? Loosey-goosey pod gets you a loose week.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, second Lucy in a row. But who the fuck cares?
There's been no bad boys in the midst, let's say, except for the ones in the office.
Right. Like, they're bad boys among us, but, you know, we're not going to, like, it doesn't feel right to talk about, you know, like, Woody Allen right now. Like, sorry I even said his name the week of our president 46, Joe Biden. It sucks that Donald Trump is always going to have been a president, though. Like, even when he's no longer the president, it's just like he still was.
It's like seeing him stand in that weird parking lot.
Oh my God.
The Hilton landscaping. Can we badonkadonk him? Oh yeah. Hold on. Let's get the Jerry finger out for that bitch.
Yeah. I think give him one more. It feels really good. And I guess do an that would be great for Joe and Kamala. Okay. I think they deserve a little more than that. After this week, we'll go back to the Lea Michele drop for them because they're both not amazing. But I just want to be, it's like, you know, and they're definitely going to like put so many Republicans in their cabinet positions. Like he released what he was thinking. Joe released like his potential cabinet. And I was like, come on, bro.
I don't want to know what Joe's thinking until at least January. Just
Let me fantasize about what Joe is thinking for a little bit.
Ugh, I know it's never up to any good. I didn't read the AOC thing floating around today yet, but apparently she really let them have it.
She really let them have it. Well, she basically I guess she offered to help multiple campaigns and everyone who turned her down didn't get reelected and everyone who accepted her help did. And everyone who got reelected supported Medicare for all and student loan debt forgiveness. And they're kind of like, you're the reason we lost. Anyway,
okay, bitch.
I guess whatever. Now we have Joe Biden as president. It's a good thing. And did you party yesterday in the streets?
I mean, a small amount. But
you went to the gas station party?
Yeah. It was right on the way.
What did you end up eating?
I had no idea what was happening.
A teriyaki express? Oh, yum. Yeah.
That's exactly what I had.
It's good to celebrate with a burrito. I celebrated by seeing my borderline Republican brother, so that was not much of a celebration. But I also ate a burrito.
How was he?
Burritos for Biden.
Honestly.
He was kind of classic. He was like, yeah, I'm actually happy that Joe Biden won, but, you know, I'm going to be pissed if Democrats win the Senate. I basically want nothing to happen. And so on that note, we're going to put a link in our bio for where you can donate to the Senate runoff races in Georgia, because I don't know. I mean, I feel like we should. I don't care. The big one's over.
I mean, the big one's over, but let's take Georgia, please.
That'd be sick.
I mean, not that I'm a Democrat, but
I mean, whatever. And also, more white women voted for Trump this time around than last time. Just thought I would point that out. So
literally despicable. I mean, I don't know how we live with ourselves.
I don't
it's
either.
Really depressing.
It's horrible. It's horrible. And we really think of ourselves as the fucking bee's knees, but we're not.
Yeah.
So anyway, except for all that stuff, it's been a pretty good week. We just wanted to do a loosey goosey Trump's Cabarino so long to these suckers. It's a little premature because they're definitely going to be in our lives for the next 2 months or so. And I won't rest easy until the 21st of January, personally.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saving my big celebration until, you know, he's actually out. Not celebrating Biden being in, but, you know, just...
Right. It's this weird thing. It's like, what are we celebrating? I think we're celebrating. We're celebrating Trump being out more than anything else. And it's like, it feels really nice that the people who voted for Trump lost.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like we won the big game.
Really does. I just love every everything that they're going through right now, all the crying
it's so
that they're
funny.
Doing.
I love just them crying.
It's the most hilarious shit in the world.
Every tweet about a cop crying, or I mean, there's so many people. There's
Are those
so many
real?
I don't care. I just need to think about it. You're right. Let's send email Diane your videos of cops crying in their cars. I would love to see it. Undercover.
I'm not saying it's not happening. I just need to see it.
I understand. I believe it. But I also hate everything that's like, today's the day. Like Mayor Pete tweeted, like, reach out to someone who maybe voted the other way and tell them why you love them and how much you care about them. Like, no.
No, why don't they call me and congratulate me on my big win, JK?
But like,
I am a sore winner.
It's not like they were like, oh, I'm so sorry that this white nationalist president won and Hillary Clinton lost. Like, they didn't do that for us.
I can't. It's been such a trip going to the Facebook pages. You know, the one time I go on Facebook a year is to creep on my cousin.
Actually, I should check out. I should check out Facebook. Definitely email Diane your favorite Facebook reactions to the election, DianeAtBadBoyPod.com. We would love
step
to see
sibling reactions.
Step sibling reactions. I would take an aunt or uncle reaction, to be honest.
Yummy. Or a cousin. Republican cousin alert.
Yeah,
would be
give
amazing.
Me that. Give me a Republican cousin alert. I need it. Do you have any Republican cousins?
I think you may have seen him at my big wedding.
Oh, the big kahuna. Okay, well, I don't remember him at all, but shout out to him.
He hugged me and smelled like cheese.
Is that good or bad?
I think it's because he was eating cheddar, but you know what?
Oh,
I don't
want to
smell
not...
cheese on my wedding day. Maybe take out all the stuff about my cousin smelling like cheese.
Okay, well, cheese on my wedding day. I had
it's
to do
free...
it.
No, it's a free
okay.
app.
It's a free
and
already
app. Ate.
Did it have the little toothpick sticking out of the cheddar blocks? Or did you have, or were they raw?
This was like cheddar popcorn or something.
Oh, yuck. That does not. Okay.
Some more insider info on this. I don't even think he booked a place to stay that night. And he tried to stay with my like mom and aunt and uncle, this place, this like loft that they booked downtown. And then ended up booking some like random place in
Temecula?
Where was it? Yes, that's Temecula, so actually. I thought it was Toluca Lake. No, it's Temecula.
Weird. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, best cousin of the year alert. Who are your bad boys on the block this week?
I'll try and think of one, but like, honestly, pretty good week. Except for pretty like, listen, anytime I turn on CNN this week, stop edging.
Who's edging?
Everyone on CNN.
They're really, I see what you mean. They are edging. They're like crying, coming at the same time. I call that the Wolf Blitzer surprise.
I can't. Did you like or hate all the memes about that? What's it called? That Map Whiz on
John King?
What channel?
CNN.
No, the other one.
Oh, Steve Kornacki.
People were coming all
MSNBC.
Over themselves.
Yeah. I know. They were really coming all over themselves. And he has that like frazzled look. Like I guess he probably was up all night and that's why he looked like he was up for like 4 days straight.
I mean, like, sir, you can sleep, but
I ended up watching CNN and MSNBC and I like switched on to Fox just to see what was going on a couple times.
I think everyone was switching on to Fox just to see what was going on a couple times. Gotta say, they had the ugliest election map of all time, like on mobile. I don't know.
Oh,
on my laptop or anything. Most hideous.
Wait, Fox did?
Yeah, I'll do like a grid or something of the.
What was your favorite election map?
The classic AP one.
Yeah.
It was just like, this is
wrong. The thing that was very annoying about the CNN election map is whenever someone was ahead or behind, the state would turn red or blue. And it didn't necessarily mean that they had projected that that candidate was going to win that state. It was just that they were leaning one way or the other. So when you looked at the map and like Nevada, everything looked like it was going to go to Trump on Tuesday night on CNN because everything that was leaning, it wasn't grayed out. It was like red.
Right. I would say that the AP kept me in good spirits and optimistic.
Was there a point where you thought he was going to win Trump? I mean,
I would say for about an hour when everyone on Twitter was just panicking. And I was like, this sounds like the 2016 bullshit. I can't listen to this. You guys are hysterical.
They're really, I mean, I fully bought into the panic. I 100% thought that Trump was going to win. I was texting with Ola and Helen, and we were like, God, I can't believe our biggest fear was that Trump was not going to leave office and that, you know, he was going to say all the vote-in ballots were a fraud and that, you know, our biggest fear should have actually been him winning. Like, this is the worst. But then, no, the first one just ended up being true at the end of the day.
I mean, yeah. People forget about all the mail-in votes or whatever. I simply can't believe he played himself so hard. Just
he really did.
It's really fucked. It's crazy.
Anyway, I have one bad boy on the block. It's minor.
Okay. I mean, such a minor.
it's a minor. She's seven. No, it's not. It's this ravioli or no, tortellini. So we buy our food, we get it delivered via, I'm sorry, Amazon Whole Foods. I'm sorry.
Jeff Bezos.
I love to suck his dick and put my finger in his butt at the same time.
Crazos for Bezos. Wow.
It's true. Said that in my life. Merch alert. wow, Crazos for Bezos for sure. But so sometimes when you order your food through that service, because Jeff Bezos is, I don't know, you know, just who he is, he'll send you like substitutions that don't quite make sense. So we got this vegan tortellini. It was Kite Hill. It's Kite Hill brand.
Okay, them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
You know, they have some hits and misses.
And it was like spinach and almond milk ricotta.
Okay.
No. Not good. Not good. And I looked up the reviews online and there were two reviews. They're both like, this is the creamiest fake ricotta I've ever had. And it really, you know, when like frozen spinach just has that like weird spinach, like the yucky spinach taste, not the yummy spinach taste.
Oh yeah, kind of like a middle.
it was yucky spinach taste.
No.
So that's my bad boy on the block this week. But yeah, pretty good week. I did a mini celebration. We walked down to, I don't know, the area where people were and looked at people and then walked back. Got a little crowded for my liking.
Yeah, it's still a pandemic. And like, I know people are celebrating, but I don't want people celebrating their breath into my mouth right now.
Yeah, please keep your celebratory breath and your celebratory droplets to yourself. I completely agree.
Let me wake up the nerve till the fourth wave hits in January after Christmas.
Yeah, like, let me, like, I'm not going to get COVID for Joe Biden.
No, absolutely not. Simply not.
No, simply not going to happen. You know, but I don't want to downplay this.
Bossman Biden.
Oh, do you like, email Diane if you like when Julia's boyfriend Carlos puts fun effects on our drops. I think a few of them could use it. I like wonder what Leo Wicked would sound like.
I do too. If it was just like a slow-mo or something, or just like, I don't know, auto-tuned.
Yeah. Yeah. Auto-tune it.
Yeah,
Carlos, okay. Auto-tune that drop. I'm going to, do you want to watch Bossman Biden?
Oh, please. Please watch. We'll put this in the slider too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The, what's his name? Chet Hanks?
Chet Hayes.
Chet Hayes. Hayes. Although, but he's Tom Hanks' son.
Yes.
And he's known for being white and really wishing he wasn't.
He's known for being white, but like pretending he's Jamaican.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's like
Bossman Biden.
Who's the rapper from literally Canada? Informer Snow.
Oh,
kind of like a snow energy.
Big snow energy. Huge snow day.
Amanda's dad went to high school with Snow, actually.
Oh, good to know. Bossman Biden. I found it. Let's see that.
Okay. Oh, wow. Top comment. The fat Jewish.
I mean,
Bossman Biden.
No, it is really good.
We'll play Carlos's remix after this. It's a hot mix.
It's really a hot mix. Okay, ready?
Hey guys, I just want to say that, you know, like, now that Trump's leaving office, I think it's important to remember that he was the president, so we should show some
psych.
Pussy clut. Fuck them Russ. Yeah.
done. I know what Rob would be, boss man Biden.
Fuck them. Now I could only hear it with the reverb.
Fuck on my mother.
I love his smile at the end. It's like, me too. Like, yeah, I did that. I did that. Boss man Biden.
My favorite is when he interrupts himself to say psych, but he kind of like trembles.
I love that move. It feels, even when I say boss man Biden, like I'm imitating him and he's a white guy, it still feels wrong.
I mean, yeah, I've been saying it all day, but at the same time, I feel wrong.
It's impossible not to say it all day because, I mean, Chet Hayes is infectious. Chet Hayes 2020, to quote Fat Jewish.
Chet Hayes 2024, to quote Fat Jewish, but honestly, fine. Who would be his running mate? Literally Vanilla Ice.
Literally Vanilla Ice. Vanilla Incredible. Ice goes Amish, first of all.
I'm upset. I'm ready to vote for them, though.
Yeah, I mean, true dream team, dream running mates.
That's more.
I think I haven't hit that in weeks, but it's probably because things have been pretty shitty until last week, baby.
So we're gonna play this amazing remix by Carlos.
This may be the 46th time I've heard it today, though. So I do know the words.
It really has like island vibes, though.
It really makes me feel like I'm on a Caribbean island with Chet Hayes himself. Hayes or
Hayes?
Not Hayes. Okay. Perfect man. I hope he's president one day.
Psych. Beautiful remix. Email your remixes to Diana as always. Oh, hello. But yeah, I've obviously missed the That's Amore drop. It's one of my faves.
Oh yeah. Listen, I play it every night before bed, JK.
Oh, beautiful.
It's my alarm. Also not true.
So this is like kind of like last week, but it's this week now. So we're going to just do a quick little Trump's cabinet blitz. Fun stuff. A who's who of the worst.
It's safe to say some of these people may have COVID in the near future.
It and some of them have had it. Some of them may have it right now. You don't know.
Did Steve Miller get Matt, it?
He did.
And he's on the list.
Let's start with Steve Miller.
Oh yeah.
Just because you brought him up, as you always do.
It's love him, fellow Jew, self-hating Jew, hates his grandma, I guess, who had COVID, but also like that. Oh. We'll put that picture on the slider of him entering a liquor store. In the last few days in DC, some person
spotted
posted a pic of it on Twitter.
Celebrities are just like us. Was he wearing a mask?
He was. So he was definitely masking up, but
honestly, I feel like he does wear a mask. Is that a fun game to play with these guys? I do think Stephen Miller wears a mask. And I would say, I think I'm going to remember him as the guy who put kids in cages. Sorry, but that's what he did.
That's truly what he did. Teacher kid.
Yeah, that is literally who he is and who he'll always be. And I just want to say, I'm not going to forget about you, Stephen Miller.
I want to. I mean,
I want to as well.
It's weird that he's from Santa Monica.
It is weird. One of the weirdest things about him, I got to say.
One of the quirky things.
Oh, he is so random.
He's really such a piece of shit. I really hate him. I hope he goes to jail. I hope they're really all tried like war criminal style for truly having concentration camps, because
they should be. I mean, someone is gonna have to go down for all of this shit, right? And it could be old Rudy.
Just feels like, oh god, he's next. Can we talk? Let's do him next. But also, like,
okay, like we have to talk about Four Seasons Total Landscaping.
Located between some like adult shop and what was it? Cremation like place or something.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It was in between a cremation place and a sex toy shop called like Fantasyville or something like that.
Yeah, like across the street
and
or something.
That's where they had planned to hold a press conference on the day that old Trumparino lost.
Like the rumor was apparently, like, I guess the actual Hilton where they tried to get a room, where Trump wanted to get a room there for their, his little press conference, said no.
Yeah.
So he had to delete his original tweet that said the hotel and then put whatever the fuck it was, landscaping garden.
Four Seasons, total landscaping.
Total landscaping. I can't.
I mean, and the pit, we'll put a picture of Rudy at the press conference because that's one of the worst.
Him finding out the fucking election results and then spinning it to be like, oh my God, look, the press. He sounded exactly like Larry David.
He's the worst. I hate him. I really don't like him. We did a whole episode about him. Honestly, all these people could have a whole episode, and some of them did.
Yeah. Some of our best listeners are people that listen to those episodes and love those people. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much to everyone who loves Rudy Giuliani that rated us a one. You're some of my favorite people. Anyway, not that I'm still thinking about that. But yeah, Rudy Giuliani is bad. I do think he maybe will go to jail.
Oh, he really could. I would love to see these people in jail, and I don't like jail as an institution. All I want jails to do are improve for the inmates in them, you know, for maybe not the child molesters, not really care about them, but like,
no, they can generally go away.
The people that for some reason have to end up there, the whole fucking place needs a reform, but not for our actual criminals.
Not for Rudy.
No, give them the old
not
shit.
For Rudy. Yeah. Give them the worst. Give them the worst you got.
Please.
As far as I'm concerned,
honestly, like tie his limbs to horses and pull them apart. Sounds very medieval, like just do it.
Would pay to watch that? Would you pay
Boss
to watch that?
Man Biden.
That's the non-dub version.
That I like the dub version better. I think.
Okay. We'll vote on it.
Let's talk about Betsy DeVos. Mm. She's been
incredibly
you know
bad.
I
person.
Will incredibly bad person. I will give her credit for being around for a long time. Girl boss, trailblazing woman, of course. Wow. Oh, and do you think Rudy wears a mask? I don't.
He just gets in a car. He thinks a car is a mask. He runs into the back of a vehicle.
Prove that he's wrong. You know what I mean?
Just skitters away like a little cockroach. He's just disgusting.
He's the pits. Anyway, Betsy DeVos, Secretary of Education, of course. She did a lot of bad shit during her reign. Yeah.
Could not wait to open schools. Could not wait to kill some kids and teachers for some reason.
Oh yeah, just so horny to murder people. With the coronavirus allegedly, but yeah. She also she changed the protections for people who get sexually assaulted on campuses to be like less, as if it wasn't already horrible. And also like promoted charter schools and shit, and like because she's a fucking rich bitch who just like
spoiled brat.
But yeah, exactly.
Huge brat. She has
huge
no
brat.
I guarantee she didn't go to public school. She doesn't understand.
No, she didn't. She did not go to public school.
The fact that, you know, I think every citizen deserves the right to public school and just a normal education. Where teachers don't have to buy pencils for their students. Please.
That's like not Betsy at all.
It's not Betsy's vibe at all.
Betsy's vibe is like teachers buy their own Legos.
Teachers buy their own Legos. Hoes get into, what's that shit school again?
Charter schools?
Charter school. I want to call it cardinal school for no reason.
That's like popey.
Yeah. I don't know. If it was up to her, just like it'd be, and all of his fucking cronies just privatize everything. But, you know. At least he's out now. I'm really hoping that Biden listens to some lefties and not to his like ancient dinosaur pals.
I know, not like John Kasich. Ugh.
I can't. Who was that Trump reject that I think he's horny for? I forget. I don't know. It was called today. Was my first dose of just like, I can't. I don't want to deal with this.
I know. Like, we're recording this on Sunday, obviously, and real listeners know. So it is entirely possible by Thursday, everyone is going to be pissed off at Joe Biden. But you know what? We're just going to bask in this moment. Maybe when you're listening to this, it'll like bring you back to that time where people didn't hate him already.
Right. I mean, I can't believe with all this momentum this week and the roller coaster that we've had that like also Alex Trebek.
I know. A respectful Jerry finger to him.
Huge respect.
Yeah, nothing but respect. He is like one of the most loved people.
He's so nice. And just
he
so like dry.
Nice. I know, and I liked when he called that loser a loser. That was such a good moment. Shout out to him. But people are really like, it's a,
we'll find
it's
that
a
loser
celebrity
moment and put her in the slider, by the way.
Yeah, you're right. R.I.P. It's interesting which celebrity deaths really fuck with people, and this seems to be one of them.
Oh yeah, this one. I mean, I'm waiting for
it
one
was
that really
on the horizon,
hits me.
Though.
It was. I mean, he's definitely had the big C.
Big. He's definitely had the big C. Speaking of big C, Ben Carson.
Oh boy.
You know what I was thinking about earlier? I don't really want to talk about anything about him except for that time during the 2016 election where he was a candidate for the Republican whatever and his name was called. Do you remember this? His name was called and he like walked 10 paces and then was just like stopped and was like standing in the doorway for a very long time before he walked out to the stage before a debate.
No. What? Why? Why did that happen? I don't remember this moment. I remember about him like having a shit fit over not being able to spend $5,000 on a Riga decoration for his White House office or some shit.
Everyone we're listing is on Dancing with the Star Watch and Masked Singer Watch. I'm sad to say. Betsy DeVos could 100% be on the Masked Singer next season.
Oh my God. She could be a baby alien.
She could be a baby alien. And I would just love to see her personality come out.
What do you think her mask would be? Probably just like a Bible. The Bible.
It's going to be the Bible.
Where is Mike Pence, by the way? I saw a tweet today that was just like, where's Mike Pence? Or like, Mike Pence is probably really upset. Or I don't know. Something, you know,
Haven't thought about him. Do you like that Kamala's husband is a Jew?
Yeah. Thank you, Jews.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Love that for the second husband.
Yeah. What a fun second gentleman.
He seems cool. I feel like I'm going to like him.
Yeah. He seems like a real wife guy. He really loves his wife.
I know. I mean,
so much.
She wears all of the pants, like every pair of pants in the house. She wears it. You know what I mean?
And I'm happy about it.
I am too. And I kind of feel the same way about Jill Biden.
Yeah, I think that Jill cheated on her first husband with Joe.
Damn, that's cool. Jill's cool.
I don't know if that's true. I mean, email Diane because she loves a real cheaty bo-beady. Not a beady,
she
but just a cheaty.
Loves it. And you know what? I don't think she would like Jill. You know, she wishes she could be a Jill. No, definitely not Jill Gang. Well, and then I guess we could just keep going through these. He's had quite a few press secretaries, famously Sean Spicer of Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars fame.
Sarah Sanders with the eyeshadow. And most recently, Kayleigh McEnany, who is blonde.
Wow. Didn't she get COVID? Or am I?
Hope Hicks got COVID. Hope Hicks was first person to get COVID in the squad, not the AOC squad, the worst one that goes on Air Force One, the Air Force One squad, and allegedly gave it to the president. But you know, who knows which direction it went.
I've never really thought about people that spend a lot of time with the president, like the young ladies that spend so much time with the president. It's just
these ladies are young.
Smell of the plane and like his breath.
It's just God.
Filet of fish. You know, he's not a flosser.
So
sure
filet of fish.
He's never flossed in his life.
Kayleigh McEnany also like super talked to reporters without a mask on the day where everyone got coronavirus and gave it to people, to be honest. She probably had it.
Super spreader gal.
Yeah.
Everybody has a spreader.
Oh my God. Everybody has a Coogan's.
You have a Coogan's.
I do. That was like early pandemic commercials. Yearn for those days.
I miss those Biomastas.
Stop trying to get us to leave the house again. Like Applebee's, I'm not going to come in for 2 for $25 appetizers.
I don't know if I've mentioned this. Oh, that's an incredible one. Can you imagine the sadness of taking to-go appetizers from Applebee's? Anyway.
No, I can't. With their bag. They have a special to-go bag. You know what I'm talking about.
I haven't seen it, but I'll put it in the slider because I need to look it up then.
Every fast casual dining place has one. Cheesecake Factory has their own bags.
Are you talking about like their black and white stripe shit?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I know what you're talking about.
It's like a racing stripe.
It is like a racing stripe. It's a cute stripe, you know?
Adorable stripe.
But everybody knows what's in the bag. pandemic yeah. commercial that I miss or that I'm liking.
Jalapeno
right now,
poppers.
Ooh, I eat those right now.
I would too, actually. I haven't had a jalapeno popper in a while. Yeah.
Sorry, I forget the commercial now. That's fine.
It's okay. Let's see. Who else is there? Oh, the EPA people have been really bad. First was Scott Pruitt. What was that blurby poo you sent me?
Oh, yeah. Another person that like loves spending government fundies on
random.
He spent it on desks. He bought two desks and one of them was bulletproof.
Scott Pruitt did?
He did, yeah. Let me look up
why?
The
Wait,
thing,
what's
really
a
forget.
Bulletproof desk? Is it still open at the top?
I don't know. I don't know what that is. Well, I guess we'll find it. Hold on.
Okay, we could find a picture of the bulletproof desk and put it in Wilmer Sliderama because, like, unless it has bulletproof glass in front of it, it's just like open on top. I'm very confused.
I'm just going to look up a quick bulletproof desk, you know, casually.
Yeah, look it up. So casually look up a bulletproof desk.
I hope I get ads for it in the future. And then they send me
oh,
like,
you definitely
ads.
Will. So Scott Pruitt was like fired, I guess, or resigned because of all of his spending shit. And then was replaced with Andrew Wheeler, who's the current EPA guy. And he's a former coal lobbyist. So he pretty much weakened regulations on everything and turned our any hope of, I don't know. I'm sort of a full pessimist on climate change at this point because they've been saying we're at the point of no return. They like keep pushing it back.
You're right.
You know, like 5 years ago, they're like the point of no return is in 5 years. And now they're like the point of no return 2022. And it's like, what is the point of no return? You know,
I don't know. It is that the same thing? Remember that doom clock or whatever?
Yes.
It's just like, and it's a very cryptic. And then the group of people that stand beside the doom clock and they're like, we're a quarter to midnight or whatever it is till the doom.
Yes.
Doom time. And then like, you know, it'll go viral on Twitter and everyone's just like, oh, guess what? We're 1/8 away. We're probably going to be 1/8. We were probably 1/8 away, but now the Biden one, we're probably just back at like, you know, a second away from doom.
Oh, I'll take it. I'll take it. I'm so glad. Ugh, yeah. Did you find the bulletproof vest, by the way?
It got dark because, like, I Googled bulletproof desk and then all these, like, websites that sell school desks came up. And I was
like, that sucks. That sucks, but makes sense. Unfortunately.
Really makes sense.
This country, what a mess. There are a few more, but we don't really need to talk about them. They're going to be out of our lives soon. Steve Mnuchin, who told everyone to go watch the Lego movie because he produced it or whatever. Ooh, Kellyanne Conway. Oh.
I had no idea. What a psychopath. Ew. Yeah. They took Steve Mnuchin's money?
Yeah.
The Lego movie?
He like executive produced it. The Lego Batman movie.
Why?
I don't
know.
That
guy's a fucking dork.
It? I know. And he looks like a huge dork. He's like such nerd face.
Beautiful wife.
And then Kellyanne Conway, first woman to ever run a successful presidential campaign. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. Wow. Girl boss alert.
I know. Such a girl boss. Such a worst mom of the year, though.
Well, I was going to say, I wonder what her I haven't looked or seeked at her content in the last 2 days, but has
Claudia?
She posted anything? Yeah. Claudia.
I don't know. There's something's going on. Obviously there's been a lot of drama in the Conway household. So right. I don't know. I don't have an update on Claudia Conway, but I'm sure she's happy that I'm sure that entire house is relieved that Trump lost, even Kellyanne.
I think wasn't she going to exit the campaign anyway? I mean,
she quit when like a few months ago when she was like really popping off with Claudia.
She quit, but isn't she still working on it then? I don't understand what her involvement is anymore.
I don't either, but I guess she's been involved with Trump since before he ran for election. So like she's in deep.
Runs deep. But like, can you imagine if those were your parents? They hate each other. One of them is like not exactly a Democrat, but like.
I know. Well, he like is a Lincoln Project guy.
So I don't know, but the Lincoln Project. So Claudia Conway's your daughter and she is so her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, in
she
a way.
Is. She is. And that must suck.
As we all are.
Yeah, I mean, look.
Can't escape it, baby.
No, you can't escape it. And I don't think Kellyanne Conway wears a mask.
Yeah, I don't think so. Maybe into then, stores, but just maybe. Because she doesn't want to be recognized.
Yeah, you're right. And then his current chief of staff, Mark Meadows, tested positive for COVID. He has COVID now, so Trump is all alone. He has no one because he infected his entire staff with COVID. He's just walking around being sad golfing all over the fucking place.
His sad golf face is really the worst, but like he must be confused.
Do you want to put the picture in the Sliderama of him driving past the parade about him losing the presidency? And he looks like he has like a squiggly face.
You think he'd be used to it by now, but yeah, he definitely has this like squiggly face, like he's going to barf look, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I saw that Melania is now trying to be, Melania is now in the group of people who have to try to convince him to concede.
Really? That's funny. I don't know anything about this group. There's a group that is trying to convince
him.
Yeah,
so far it's like Kush. It's like Kushner and Melania, I think.
That's so weird. I did not know about that. I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, definitely look into that. Dream group to be a part of. Do you think she's going to D him?
Oh, yeah. I think she was. There were divorce paperworks in the works, I think, before. Yeah. Or like,
wow.
You can submit divorce paperwork and just never do anything about it, I think, you know, and just, you know, you can just say submit it or whatever, or close it or something, but I'm pretty sure
she's gonna do it. And then
yeah,
she's
hire me to be her lawyer.
Stars watch.
Absolutely, she really is. Someone posted like, something in the 90 Day Fiance Reddit that was like 90 Day the other way with Melania and Don, but no,
I mean, she's got to go. She's going to run as fast as she can, I hope.
I think so.
But I will not forgive her for being the fucking worst. Like, she's the fucking worst. But I do want her to leave him.
She's the worst. Oh, yeah, I do want her to leave him. You know, I want him to have to, you know, liquidate a lot of his funds or something because of some wild divorce.
I would love to watch
shit.
Trump liquidate.
Who wouldn't? No pee pictures, I guess. But maybe one day we'll see them.
We'll see. You think we're going to get more pee footage and shit like that?
I mean, do you think it exists? I really don't know anymore. I'd never know what like was like huge folklore. Because like, would Trump really be pissing on a bed? I mean, maybe. But
I thought
just
he was getting pissed on.
Was that? Oh, ew. I don't know. Is that for real?
I don't know. I don't want to get pissed on personally.
I mean,
if it's all consenting adults, I'm fine with it.
I mean, yeah, but I just don't think Trump is into getting pissed on for some reason. I feel like
he
it's
says
all lore.
He's apparently a clean freak. But you know, whatever. Maybe we'll see the tapes of him saying the N-word at The Apprentice.
I can't wait.
Let's shut the door on Trump's cabinet forever. Let's slam the cabinet shut. Cabbie slamming. The ultimate cabbie slam.
Shut the cab, baby.
Let's see. Has he met any of these people?
Maybe at Mar-a-Lago.
He's definitely met Kellyanne at Mar-a-Lago, probably Stephen Miller at Mar-a-Lago. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure
those are the only ones I'm sure about.
Maybe Mark has come to like a Stephen Miller barbecue or something when he lived in
California.
Oh,
yeah. He throws the best barbecues.
Ocean Meats, baby.
And I bet he hit on Kaylee McEnany.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I bet he was like inappropriately flirty with her.
At the buffet or something.
It's certainly at the buffet. Do you have any good boys this week?
Let's see. We got a rice cooker.
What?
She's beautiful.
Does she make really good rice?
Oh, yeah. She makes really good rice. She sings, you know, at the beginning and
what
the
end.
What
do you mean? Oh, my God.
Like your dryer, but like it's like a
ding. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like the rice is ready. Wow. Okay. So the only thing it does is make rice, correct?
I mean, no, actually, I think you can make other shit in it. I think you can literally make a cake in it for some reason. Not really sure how that would turn out. I guess it's like a slow cooker cake.
Okay, that's like cutthroat kitchen style.
It really is. It's only a 3-cupper, but really, do you need more?
No, that's so much rice.
So much rice.
That rice will last you. What have you been making to eat with the rice? Or are you just eating rice?
We made rice balls and
did you fry them?
No. We just made like little beep boops. Put like corn,
Yum.
or mushroom or egg in the middle.
Yum.
Yeah. Oh, you know, because we got turned on to
stop
you
that.
Know, I know. Sorry. Rice. We love rice. Just kidding.
okay.
No, we've just been watching this channel on YouTube. I forget her name, but her YouTube videos, and they just kind of flow. You know, like how YouTube is great at algorithms.
Yeah. Yeah. Best algorithms in the game. Actually, is it not Uncle Roger?
No. I'm going to look up her name because we named our rice machine after her. Who's Uncle Roger?
Uncle Roger is this comedian. I looked him up. I think he's Malaysian, if I remember correctly. And he went viral for, I literally heard of him today. He went viral for like critiquing a BBC recipe video of people cooking fried rice. Because it was like so white. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's really funny. And yeah, so that's also rice.
Listen, love rice, baby.
He's really into rice cookers.
Well, this is what we're trying to get into. We're trying to get into making bentos, which is, you know, the most annoying thing in the world. But it's because we've been watching this woman and her YouTube channel is called Imamu Room. And then we named the rice cooker Imamu. She makes little bentos. I'll send you her channel because it's really cute. But she I think she posts weekly, and then she'll post the 4, 5, 6 bentos that she makes that week for her husband. She calls him her husbento. But like, I love her commentary. It's very cute.
That's cute, husbento.
But I think she lives in Canada too.
Oh, sweet.
Because I look at the little bags of cheese and shit.
Canadian princess alert.
Maybe.
Well, I'm jealous. I love rice.
Yeah, really love rice.
It's just husband lunchbox.
I think when you, it just smells nice. You're just like, ooh, warm rice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can eat rice.
When I was like, I wouldn't say I had a full-blown eating disorder, but I definitely would say I had tendencies towards it in high school. And there was rice at the salad bar. And I used to just eat like a plate of rice, and then I would get cheddar cheese from the salad bar and melted it in the microwave and then put hot sauce on it. And I ate that every day for lunch.
Damn. I mean, I'd fucking eat that though.
Yeah. Sometimes I would put beans on it.
That sounds really good.
I was a genius.
I mean, some may call that a struggle meal, but I may call that a nice din-din. I mean, also, sorry you went through that.
It could have been way worse. That's what I'll say about it.
I mean, listen, being a fucking teenager is literally, I wouldn't wish it upon any man on earth.
No, I wouldn't. Or woman.
Well, at least, you know, society standards until now.
Do you have any other good boys?
No.
Four Seasons Total Landscaping?
Yeah,
no.
Just them.
Yeah, just that. So let's move on to TV Talk. TV Talk. Didn't watch Masked Singer. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna kill myself.
But I will. But I'll be fully caught up by next week. I promise.
Kill yourself.
It's okay. Let's talk about GBBO. Bum 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 bum. So it was 80s week. Weird theme.
Yeah. Have they? They've never really had an 80s week. Do they usually do decades? I forget.
I don't remember any decade ones, but they do, you know, like after the first few episodes when they do all the basics, there is a like, they always have a couple of weird ones. Like they did like vegan or like alternative flowers or something like that. And then, I don't know, Chocolate Week must be coming up. Or have they already done Chocolate Week?
I really forget.
Is that what Brownies was? Already. They have done Chocolate Week.
You're right. I think it was.
Anyway.
The white chocolate disaster. Too much white chocolate.
Oh my God. Ugh. You're right. So who knows what's next? But this week, 80s week, the signature, they had to make quiches. Do you like quiches?
I love a quiche. Love to make a quiche.
Yeah. They're so good. For the technical, it was finger donuts.
I mean, they all look like fucking hot dogs. They all looked fine, honestly.
They did all, no, except the guy that were, they were like black.
Whatever. But like, they look pretty uniform to me. They all look like expert donut makers somehow.
I mean, I know. They're pretty far in the season. And then for the showstopper. It was like literally 1,000 degrees. I don't know. They're talking in Celsius about how hot it was.
It was so 40 degrees Celsius. So that's very hot. That? I don't know.
Okay, great. Sounds really hot. And they had to make ice cream cakes. So that was a disaster.
104 degrees.
Oh, yuck. Yeah, it's no, that's mama. Really tough. That's a spicy mama. Did you like the episode overall, except that, spoiler alert, your girl went home?
I know. Rest in peace, Lottie, honestly. Jerry fingered her. I know. Her. She's not dead. But...
No, but kind of.
I follow her on Instagram and I saw her post and it seemed a little suspicious. And I was like, because it wasn't spoily. Like, I went home, guys, but it was kind of like, you know, thanks for your support shit. And it was just like, she kind of talks like that every week, but this week could be different.
You were slightly suspicious. Yeah, it was sad, but you know
what? I was GBBSS.
You were GBBSS for sure, but she made it really far. I mean, I wish Laura went home because it's like her second day in the bottom or her second week in a row where she like got saved by in the last moment.
I thought that was going to happen. I didn't think Lottie was going to go home. I really didn't.
I really didn't want Lottie to go home. I mean, nothing against Laura. I just like Lottie more.
It's true. How did you feel about the quiche with the shrimpies on it?
The quiche with the shrimpies on it.
Yeah, it was the one the little boy made.
Oh, yeah. I think it's kind of weird to make a stir fry quiche, but I was happy for Ermine. I like her a lot. She may be my new favorite now, honestly. I mean, I still like the little boy Nazi, but and I like Mark, who made the striped cake.
Yeah. Didn't Paul eat one of Ermine's tarts? Did she say that?
Yeah.
He was like, he ate one of mine for lunch.
So yeah.
Cute moment.
Cute moment. Happy for her that she won Star Baker. Delicioso. Did you watch The Batch?
Delicioso. Oh, did I? No. No, I didn't. Oh, fuck.
Okay.
Okay. Film.
Okay. I mean, basically, Claire and Dale leave. They get engaged. He proposes to her after 10 days of knowing each other, apparently.
Incredible.
All the boys are like, oh, what's going on? And then Chris Harrison comes in and he basically says, you guys all have a choice. You can continue on your love journey today, or you can leave. And then a bunch of people are like, I don't know, like Blake the Canadian is like, I don't know. I think I was in love with Claire and now she's gone. And then Tayshia comes in and then the episode ended.
Incredible.
I think you could really just start up. You can skip that episode.
I may, because yeah. I don't need to see any more of that shit. They're probably going to break up anytime this week. If they
anytime this week. You're right. Have you been watching anything else?
Oh my God. It's just been election shit all week.
I know, just the news. I started this show on Netflix called Grand Army, which is like a high school drama. I'm not saying I recommend it. This is really just like, if anyone's watched it, wants to chat, DM Diane, because I just want to hear your thoughts on it. I don't think it's very popular.
I haven't heard of it literally at all. Is it for teens?
Yeah, basically it's like about a high school, a prestigious public high school in Brooklyn. And you know how usually in like Riverdale or 30 Reasons Why there's a death? This time there was a terrorist attack right next door and the school had to go on lockdown. And that's what happened in the pilot.
How early aughts of them?
I know, but it was, it's supposed to be like 2020.
I mean, it makes sense though, but like, feels like high school in the aughts for sure.
Definitely. Terrorists were on the rise.
Did you ever have a bomb threat to your school?
No, did you?
Yeah. And it was just like, why are you doing this to us? This makes no sense. It was obviously a prank, but it was just like, it was like
definitely
within months after 9/11. So everyone was on such high.
Oh,
alert.
You know what? There was a bomb threat at Crazy Kid School.
It's so weird.
It's just so clearly like a previous student.
Right. Just like someone trying to get out of an exam. Also, like, I definitely got out of a history exam that day.
Oh, nice. I sent everybody home. Best when there was... When there was a fire drill during a test, was anything better than that?
The most incredible thing was for about a month or two, even in our like C period class, which was Spanish for me, someone would pull the fire alarm every single time. So we would cut out in the middle of class and stand outside and share a cigarette like around the corner and like come back like with no time left in class.
Was it someone in your class?
No, it wasn't. But someone just in that time frame would always do it. But always because
that's amazing.
Yeah, it was great. It was such a time suck.
Like they must have had like a free period or just like was a hooligan who
or hated their class. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Probably just a hooligan, honestly. Did you ever pull the fire alarm in school?
No.
Okay, great. Okay, well, that was a delicioso TV talk. Next week with Mass Sick. Oh, what?
Season 5 of Eric Andre is great. I love it.
Oh, I have not been watching it.
Oh, it's funny.
Did you watch SNL?
Yeah, I did. That's a TV talk. I think I definitely fell asleep, but...
Yeah, sounds about right. It was fine.
What'd you think of the big opening?
The big opening, whatever. I mean, I'm fine to never see Alec Baldwin do Trump again for the rest of my fucking life.
Yeah, it's fine. And like, I grew weary like, of the Biden one already, but...
I know. Hopefully they get somebody else to do it. But, you know, I love Maya Rudolph, but whatever. I liked it. There were some sketches I liked, some I didn't. It was fine.
Yeah. That
fine episode.
That one with the two white guys. I really don't remember their names.
The Super Mario one.
Yeah. That one was funny. That one did make me.
Oh, you liked that one?
Yeah.
Oh, my really God. You're so random.
It was so gross.
Yeah. That one was okay.
Silly.
I liked the Aunt Jemima Uncle Ben one, though.
Oh, that one was funny, too. That was very silly.
Yeah. Great. So that was a quick little SNL weekend update, if you will. It was nice to see the Foo Fighters. They look to be in good spirits.
I could not care less about the Foo Fighters.
Incredible. So email Diane at badboypod.com. Your bad boys on the block. Good boys. TV talks. Tell us. Of course, what screenshots of what people posted on Facebook, cousins, step siblings, etc. Yeah.
Cousin reactions to Trump winning if they're Republican or step siblings Trump. Or aunts, uncles.
I think you meant Trump losing, but
Trump losing.
Either
Sorry.
Way.
Ooh, it's so hard to have good news.
You know here. What? They probably think that he's winning. So I would love to see that.
Anyway, I'm also secret Trump. So. Trump fan.
Oh yeah, MAGA 2020, of course. 2024, just kidding. Oh my God, please rate us 5 stars on iTunes. It would mean the world to me, to us, to this country.
Because we have a lot of stands for bad boys out there who don't like leaving funny reviews either when they're leaving the 1 star. So that's like not even fun.
It's really lame. And we're just left to assume that they're probably like Tucker Carlson stands and not that they just genuinely hate us. But either way, you should probably counteract that because they have a horrible taste.
Oh, please. Who could hate us?
That's a good point. I
think that's about it.
We have a YouTube channel now.
Oh, God. Yeah. Subscribe to that.
Subscribe to it. If you're interested in watching a Zoom recording of something you've already listened to, because we're not really going to put any effort into it until we have 100 subscribers. Let's say that. So, subscribe on.
For little random Diane Zoom links that she loves posting.
Oh, yeah. That meant to be a bad boy. Whatever. Great.
You want to bad boy him now and stick him in?
The Nazis?
Yeah, or you can just say late bad boy. Doesn't matter.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. I'm just going to do it now. So on election day, I thought it would be fun if I like had a Zoom room and randos would join. And it was fun for a second because first a Russian named Emily came and she asked me how old I was. And I said 30 and she hung up. And then Shannon came. Shout out Shannon. And I talked to Shannon for the first time.
Wow. What'd you guys talk about?
She asked me what I thought was going to happen in the election, and I was like, I don't fucking know. And then I cursed, and her child was there. and Bob said, is that Zoe Klar? And it was the best moment of my life.
Oh, my God, famous.
I know. Thanks to Shannon for making my election day so special. And then later I did it again and these edgelord guy, like QAnon 4chan people came And they were like, well, I'm 9 years old and I don't know where my mommy is. And I was like, okay, this is like one of these fucking people. And I was like, you sound 20 to me. He was like, well, I don't know where my mommy is. And then somebody else came and they put a video of this, like, very, like, it was clearly like a, it looked like an early internet recording of this, like, obese man who was naked jacking off. Wow. And I mean, it was pretty clear it was like a GIF or something and not like actually happening. I would have turned it off anyway. So I turned off that person's video, but kept them on the call. I don't know why. And they were like, I'm going to cancel you for fat shaming me. You're fat shaming me. I know where you live. I'm going to send you 1,000 pizzas. You're fat shaming me. And then started playing a recording of like someone saying the N-word over and over and over again. And so I kicked them all out.
Wow. Can you imagine? Do you think people get paid to do that? Just kidding. But like,
they definitely all came in together and they all had like, they were clearly white guys, but they all had like names that made them seem not white. It was weird.
Okay. Well, random. That's an incredible time to be a weird troll on the internet.
I know. I know. So that's my late bad boy, I guess. Thought it would be fun, thought it'd be a cute thing, thought we could all keep each other company on election day, but no, the Nazis, 4chan had to come and blast the N-word in my ear for no reason. Another failed plan.
We'll post in stories or something, or we'll do our first Instagram live someday.
Oh yeah, well, it'll be a fun time for everyone. So email Diana at badboypod.com. Enjoy as much as you can of this week, because shit's you know, wear a mask, numbers are up, keep it hot, you know,
please keep it hot, but keep your hot mouth inside a mask,
keep your hot mouth inside a mask, and wear a face shield, because I love to see those out in public.
They're so great to see out in public.
I just love it. Email DM Diana photo of someone random in a face shield if you see them.
Stand right in front of them, take a picture, get yourself in the reflection.
Oh, perfect. That, yeah, I only will accept it if you're in the reflection.
That's true.
Okay, that's it.
Okay, bye.
Brought to you by Lady Parts.
Boss Man Biden.